Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast.
I don't want to go no more. I know where you don't want to go.
Where I don't want to go.
Go van, South
Carolina. So we went on a nature.
We were on a mission trip.
Yes. Okay, mission. If you, hold on. If you've ever driven down the lovely, Highway 321, that is a very
interesting.
So number one, I said to my friend, if you live in one of these towns off Highway 321 and you don't try your best to get out of here as soon as you graduate from high school, you don't want nothing out of life. I'm just determined.
That's not true.
Yes, if
it's
you don't
some
leave,
great people
if
that
you
come
don't,
from
they this. Left from over there,
but they have to give back.
Where's 321?
321 has 321 starts out in Columbia, Swansea. Then you go down to North Norway.
No, actually, 321's.
I thought it was in Columbia.
It does. No, it starts here. I don't know where the start and stop is.
Okay.
You get on it.
Okay.
In Columbia, right?
Columbia. Okay.
And so you head on down Swansea. I mean, as the further you go out, the more rural that motherfucker get, right? So by this time, we've gotten past Denmark. You know, you got a little college there. Uh-huh. A couple.
Yeah,
two
boy,
schools.
He's Denmark Tech.
Right. So once you pass Denmark, all bets is off. We start getting to these other little towns. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? There was not a service station from Denmark to Fairfax.
Oh. Well, first of all, why did y'all travel the back roads?
So, because there was traffic on the interstate. Mm-hmm. So,
Rerouted us
to 321, which was good because it was a nice little scenic drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same timeline. Would have got this mm-hmm. there in the same time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
but I think it was a little faster for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was.
It was just going.
Mm-hmm.
It was like moving.
It was slow because you know you was in the heat of the night towns.
Okay.
So.
But it wasn't like the stop. And we sitting there.
Right. Okay.
We moving. We constantly moving. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. But them little towns just had me kind of going like,
And it's like, who would want to live back up
who
in
would?
Here?
Because you know me.
I know for a 40-mile stretch, we didn't even see a Dollar Tree or a Family Dollar.
Yeah. Or a gas station or a grocery store.
No.
Yeah,
a convenience store.
Like, what happened?
A tire shop.
I think we saw like a little general store.
Yeah, we saw
midway in between there. It looked like somebody's house that they converted into a general store.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot of poverty going on.
And so I mentioned to Yosh, I said, you know, these are the rural areas that's going to be affected by that bill when it goes into play in 2027, and then they'll know. They'll know what's going on. Yeah, I heard it's going to be after the midterm elections when everything is going into effect.
Hmm.
Interesting, right?
Hmm. Okay. I couldn't do it. And so we stumbled upon this little town called Govan. I said, I'm going to
put a post up?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, what is the population here? 9?
What is it?
I don't know.
You can look it up.
It can't. I don't know, baby. It can't be. And I would say that would be a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I Googled it. It goes all the way up to Chester,
yeah,
York, and Clover. So
you ain't too far.
What's the population of Govan?
56.
Oh, Jesus. We do it.
What's going on here, y'all? What the hell is going on?
Oh my
here?
Gosh.
But you know, 803 Fresh
is from
Sally.
He's from Blacksville, Leesville.
I thought he was from Sally.
Mm-mm. He's from Batesburg.
So I thought he was from Sally. Mm-mm. And so when somebody told me Sally, I said, well, what's the population there? Like 15 people? Mm-mm. Like, he ought to pour some money back into that city and, like, really, you know, put it on the map. What? Mm-hmm. What's the flabbergast?
Well, in the 2010 census, it was 65. So some people in the current census
or got out of there.
Is now 56.
So some people left.
Nine. A whole family just up and
just something happened.
To death. Mm-hmm. Or
they found a way out.
Mm-mm. Wait a minute. That's Bamberg County. They used to have Job Corps there, right?
Ain't no Job Corps no more.
I believe it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And it goes all the way down through 321.
Because that's what I'm about to say.
321 will take you all the way to
Fairfield County. I wanted to say that, but I wasn't sure.
It'll take you from North Carolina to Georgia.
Yeah.
It will. But it was very scenic.
Yes.
Even though it was depressing at certain points, it was very scenic. So I encourage everyone to start taking these little excursions.
Well, we said we was going to start going to small towns after we went up to the fruit stand place,
right,
and just hang out. Because some of them have beautiful downtown areas. I think Omer had a beautiful downtown area, probably got a
population of 80.
Probably.
Yeah.
In Tillman. Not to be confused with Hillman. Tillman, South Carolina. Mm.
So,
and Big Estelle. We said Estelle was where everybody go.
Well, that's where the federal prison is.
Yeah.
So,
that's where you get you go. That's when they go to the big city, when they go to Estelle.
Mm. Okay, yes. Big city. That's where they had the Dollar General and the Family Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, so they have a McDonald's everywhere.
No McDonald's. I told Yoshi every rural place got a Hardee's. Not one.
It did not have a Hardee's.
Not one.
But I got a new find. After
maybe
this weekend,
in Denmark.
I have a.
Yeah, yeah. Denmark is the. Denmark, that's where Voorhees and all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but after you leave there's nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Because
you have to remember, because we made the joke, Denmark and Olar share a high school, Olar. But Govan is the city in between. So I said the kids from Govan go to Denmark Olar High School.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of nothing going on down there.
Yeah.
I don't even think I would want to date a man from down there because that nigga would be crazy.
I don't think so. Maybe they're more well-rounded than we think.
I don't want it.
We don't know because some of the brightest people have come from small towns. But check this out.
Hardeeville is one of them cities on there. And baby, let me tell you something. I got a newfound respect for Hardeeville after this weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What? How so?
We gonna talk about that offline.
Hardeeville, that's like going towards. Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. I just encourage everybody to travel.
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to do outlandish Caribbean islands all the time.
No,
just take a day.
Learn your own state. Yeah. Learn your area.
Some beautiful places and spaces here.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
I used to do that with my husband when he was alive. He would take me all around. We would go on a Sunday drive, just wherever. Yeah. Flip a coin, this is where we going. And we get on a highway 17 or 321 or 13. Like, yeah, you should.
What's the state motto? Beautiful places.
No, smiling faces, beautiful places.
Yeah.
Is that the state motto still?
I don't know.
South Carolina, smiling faces, beautiful places, smile.
Who did that?
I was like, I want to rewrite this whole state song.
Oh my God.
It sounded like something at a funeral, a white funeral.
It did sound white, but I don't know about a funeral. But it needs to be a funeral.
Brandon can get that big old monster through here.
Stop!
Stop. But I can't unsee. So we were talking. So me and friend.
Yes, it is. The catchy slogan is smiling faces, beautiful places. And that's the slogan.
Yes. That's the slogan.
Our motto is Done Spiro. Spiro?
Spiro? Done Spiro Spiro. No.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what that means.
What that mean?
We don't care.
Throw around in a circle.
I don't even know what that means.
Throw that ass in a circle. No.
I'll look it up later.
What?
I don't remember South Carolina history
Some foolishness. Everything's a blur. So friend just asked us why we was looking like this. Hold on.
Before she even go there, I'm looking vibrant. My skin. I walk in. Sue said, "You look like you're glowing." You know, I had great rest last night. I woke up and put my peach and lily on my face this morning, a nice moisturizer. And I walk in, they look
and
like.
And I look like listen, I fell off the back of a
dump truck. They look like sloths this morning.
I think glow is amongst all of us. The glow is there.
They look like sloths. Okay, they look like.
So, let me tell you.
I mean, I
Georgia, listen, Georgia heat.
With a smile on
Georgia
their face.
Georgia heat is a different kind of heat. And we went to a beautiful.
Beautiful.
Party at someone's beautiful home.
Camilla and Francisco.
Yes, Camilla and Francisco is what we'll call them. And we were there with a lot of well-to-do people.
I know that's right.
In the beautiful city.
Okay.
Right. And so there were a lot of different races there. It just felt very natural. And I've never been in an environment like that where, you know, it's just so many different mixes and everybody is just so friendly and
just grown.
Yeah, just yes. It was some grown folk shit. Yeah. And, you know, everything was beautiful.
And it probably was.
And I was
a
in
good
my essence.
$20 million out there.
Yeah, felt good.
I was on the water.
Different. Just the vibe, the scenery, just it wasn't people from here.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
So what's the joke? Everywhere.
She knows somebody everywhere.
As soon as I walked around the corner, somebody says, "Why Tisia?" I said, "Ain't no way."
So were y'all going into this expecting not to know anyone?
Yes.
Correct.
Because
we did not think any. That's the whole. So the whole reason why it was great that we were going together was because we were going to not know anyone there.
It's like finally we get to go and have this experience.
Because we were invited.
Yeah.
But we didn't know anybody.
That shit.
And here we are.
I turned the corner. It wasn't 36.
Why you got to know everybody? I'm like soon. Yoshi now.
Well, she knew me too.
Yeah, but she didn't. I don't think she noticed her. As soon as I walked in.
Because she walked in first.
Okay.
No, I walked in behind you.
Oh, you did? Oh, yes. Yeah. Because she grabbed her. But she grabbed her and hugged her. And so I didn't even notice her until they were hugging. And I was like, who is she hugging?
Because for you to say, "Why Tisia?" I'm like,
who is that?
Now, if they would have said Sue, that could have been anybody because that's my home state.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So
we had a good time.
I said it's a laughing joke that when we go somewhere, I always know somebody. Somebody knows
me. She going to make friends.
And so the response was, I think this is a true fact.
Oh, so it took this to make you realize that you know every. Oh, okay. Okay.
She been knew that.
I was about to say, because you were in denial.
But the observation was, I think this is a true fact.
What's a true fact? Okay, we'll talk later.
Offline.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that offline.
Okay. So then, carry on.
So, we had a good weekend, I'll say that.
Okay.
We got to eat some, Sue got to eat some. So, let's talk about the drinks. So, we arrived at about a little after 3. We go to a beautiful hotel. We're at a rooftop restaurant, and this handsome gentleman is buying us drinks, right? And we drinking. The first drink was the first drink was a lot. I knew. So now that now I know that y'all been serving me some
BS
bullshit liquor because ain't no way in hell I had one glass and I was. So when he bought us more drinks, I was like, ah.
Because you should not have to drink so much
No, you shouldn't.
I was
feel it.
Buzzing off of that one drink.
So after the buzz from the one drink,
mm-hmm.
it was over with.
Yeah, I think when you have to consume, just think about when you're at home. Or when you are drinking at home, it don't take that much to feel good.
Mm-mm.
But when you're going out to these, you know, social settings, they like to water it down or I don't know what they do to it.
So we wind up taking an Uber.
To our favorite store.
To Ross.
Yeah, I took an Uber to Ross.
Yeah.
Because who was driving?
We was going to go to H&M, but we was.
Hold on. What time of day was this?
4 o'clock. By now, it's like 4 something.
And y'all buzz.
We was going. We was past. At this point, we done had more than one drink.
Wait a minute.
So we was.
Y'all were feeling good.
We was.
In the afternoon. And I took an Uber to Ross.
Baby, I know them people. And Ross was like, what is wrong with them?
Oh, we I wish I was giggling.
I'm telling you.
Like, it was a lot. Even the Uber driver was like, listen, oh, I like rides like this.
This road to 50 is serious, okay?
Oh goodness,
it is.
And you coming along for the ride?
Oh yes, I am.
And I'm letting everybody. I'm putting everybody on notice now. So from the time I turn 49 to the time I
you
turn
on
51,
the road now.
I am. But officially, it's going to be 720 days of don't ask. Me, why, who, what, where. I'm just going to do what I do and don't judge me.
If somebody say,
at all,
you want to go?
I'm going.
I'm getting the weekender and we out.
Because, baby, when I tell you a time was had.
Oh, goodness.
A time was had.
I'm not, we're not playing.
No.
Mm-mm.
And it was that much fun. Yeah.
And I'm shaking my ass for 720 days.
Get a circle.
I'm cutting up.
I'm glad y'all had a good time.
Yeah.
Because I know I would have had a good time.
Yes.
I know I would have.
Yes.
I was with kids.
Yeah.
But they so cute.
You with,
oh, my
you,
God.
But
they are.
You and your grandma's on.
Wait a minute, Vaughn. Your face. It was, but they are so cute.
I was with Chucky Pickles.
Chucky.
Did you see my grandbaby dress?
No.
No.
She had on her
Rugrat?
Buttercup, Blossom, and
A Powerpuff Girl.
Powerpuff Girl.
Oh, okay.
I got a Powerpuff Girl's on dress. She
I was just too cute about that puff, that afro puff. I said, look at her. Yep. She's the cutest.
And Jalen wouldn't be in there by the pictures, but
because he get that from his.
And so when she turns 50, we'll be what? 51, 52.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I said it because I said it when I was talking. We was talking to Kay Stuck and them. I said, oh,
then
this road to 50
it'll be
is
a,
about
to it'll be
roll
a to be
on.
Continued.
Yes.
Yes.
All the way to.
Honey, these next 4 years about to be the bomb. Drop one of Clues bombs for me.
I hope I can survive.
You will.
That's why I said I have to start. I'm literally going. He looking.
I know.
Do I need to?
There it is. See, that's why I love Be Easy.
That's a good
come
bomb.
With the bombs
up
that,
with
that's
my
bombs of a bag there right there.
He don't pull that thing out unless you
don't
bang.
Don't Be Easy, Ryan. You're Jonathan though.
Yeah.
Yes, my baby brother. Seriously, doesn't
quiet
he?
Storm. He does.
Yes.
Quiet. Storm. Now that you say that, I can see.
Yes.
It.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry, y'all.
I lost my
ADHD.
Hold on. I lost
gone.
My thought. No, I was saying that I know I need to go back in the gym and start working out.
I told her some Pilates.
Pilates.
Would be
that's
better.
It. That's
Pilates
all you need.
And yoga.
That's it.
And whenever that's y'all want to go, I'm ready. Yeah. To go.
That's it.
And I'm giving up old niggas. I don't want no more sugar daddies.
Nope.
Dang. I'm just I'm making a declaration.
Okay, hold on. What's old? What's
Yolanda what's Arrington old? Are not of everybody.
What's old?
A part of the very necessary part.
I need to know what's the age.
I just want to throw what's out considered that old.
I don't know what's considered old because,
or is it the act? Is it the act of old, or is it an age of old?
Good point.
Yeah, because I guess you can meet a younger. Well, I guess you can meet someone your age that's who acts. Point. More. I don't know. I'm just ready to do some young. I want to do some young girl shit.
Okay.
Now. Yeah.
So it's a mentality. It's a.
The mentality.
It's the mentality.
Well, I feel like I've always been a little immature on some levels. I got old glow still down in there, but old glow has a spice to her.
Uh huh. She does need to come out.
She does.
I will say that.
And so
I'm ready for her to come out.
But old glow still looks so good. I can get the son, the daddy, and the granddaddy.
Yes, you can.
But and I've been
and
kinda,
you can raise them from the dead.
Yeah,
I've been
kind of gravitating towards the daddy and the granddaddy. But now I think I want to give more attention to the son.
Oh Lord.
Ow, ow, ow.
Cause the son probably got more sense than the daddy and the granddaddy.
Cause the son might keep me young. What say? What say now?
Okay.
So I think I need to go back in the gym.
Oh, what they said, you wasn't with me when I was shooting in the gym.
That's right.
So you got to there be in the go. Gym. So you can be shooting with them. Y'all, a time was had.
I'm happy.
Yeah. It's good when you have a good experience.
Right.
And
you gotta get out. You gotta get out that dusty ass city.
Yes.
You gotta get
something
out
different.
You gotta get out the mundane activities. You gotta live. You gotta explore. You gotta see. You gotta do.
I think that's why I don't like going out in my own city anymore. I'm tired.
Really?
I don't.
I always say give downtown a try.
Going out downtown. I'm talking like events, like going out to.
I gave downtown a try.
No, downtown is like, cool.
Yeah, downtown
it's not bad.
Is cool.
It's not bad.
I'm and even with the events, you know, you don't have to go to every one of them. One or two.
I'm just tired of seeing the same people that you always
see
at
that.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
I want
at
some
the
new
same
blood.
At different events, but the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I want to see
but
new
I
blood.
I think when you go with, you know, the people that you can be your authentic self with, it's a time.
Yes.
And that's all.
I think
that's
definitely
what it is wherever you are at.
Like, even with dinner en blanc, I'm not looking forward to that.
No?
No.
Why?
I don't want to go. Because it's just going to be a bunch of cliques.
Well, but it's always going to be cliques.
But
so.
It's who you're it's, with. It's,
right, right. Right. It's and honestly...
I didn't even register this year.
I'm friends with one of the
I
people.
I sent your email. Did you get it?
I did. I found it. I meant okay. to text
one
you
of the people I'm going with. We're cool, but I'm just. I don't even know if I want to go. Remember, we talked about energy going.
Oh.
I don't, and she wants. So I'm supposed to be pumped and excited because it's her birthday, and she wants to go, and she knows I'm not really feeling it. So I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, I already know how I feel about it.
I'm looking at this. Ain't that cute right there?
We going offline if y'all don't pay attention.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you a cowboy fan.
I ain't nobody fan right now.
Mm. I'm sorry.
But it's cute.
It's cute. You going outside.
I want to be outside, too.
You are.
I can be outside.
We learn from you. We get it from our little
sister. What was that whole ADD debacle?
That's the thing about it. I can be outside.
Look at little Miss ADHD.
I stay on task.
Me too.
Oh, ma'am.
We
stop.
On task. I think y'all need to write in and talk about the disrespectfulness.
Ain't nobody know what was going on but you.
Probably.
Right. They gonna know. They're like, well, what happened right there?
No, they're not.
That's like you. That's like having sex with somebody. It's supposed to be good, right? And you, my phone ringing. Child. Did you just pick up the phone?
We was all talking.
Hold on.
First of all, we again. Hold on, Yosh. We 4 years in this game, right? We've been doing this 4 years.
I know the queen of ADD ain't talking.
I am.
They probably happy that I'm talking.
Stay on task.
A lot. She stay on task.
I do. And she's not.
I do stay on task. I know it. When?
I might
today.
Be. Every time we take, I have to redirect y'all ass.
So what I want our listeners,
that's when
honestly,
you
want
to be on task.
Okay. So honestly, what I want our listeners to tell us, like, where are some of their favorite places they like to travel, even if they're in this state or out of state, like where? Because I just, we were supposed to do that anyway prior to COVID. And then we started our spa tours in 2021.
Yeah.
And I just want to resume travel.
And I need to go back to King Spa so they can beige me again, because I ain't been beige that well.
Well, oh, God.
Oh, hold on. Yes, I have.
I went to the Jeju.
Jeju is good, too.
I went. Did you like Jeju better than King?
I like the ambiance of King.
King, yeah. But now Jeju will beige you.
Yeah, I like Jeju, but I like the ambiance of King.
So I went to the dollar store. I got these.
But I want to go to that place you just recently went to for your birthday.
Yes.
In the cut.
We're going there for my birthday.
No, we need to go to King so all us can be there together at one time. Because, see, they'll have to do us one at a time. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Y'all go there individually.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you come back.
In lieu of that, y'all need to go to the dollar store and buy y'all some loofah mittens.
I got some.
You got a loofah for mittens? Mm-hmm. Baby, let me tell you something. I started that a month ago.
I said, really? I thought you was already doing that.
No, I didn't have the mittens. Yeah. I had the loofah, but I didn't have the mittens.
You dry brush first, and then you go.
No,
and when you beige, you
just started the loofah mittens.
I did not know that.
Oh, my God.
I thought you already was doing that.
My skin.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's the dry brush.
So I was doing the mittens when I was doing the body scrubs for my clients, right? Mm-hmm. But just to use the mittens every day in the shower, baby.
Yep.
That's a different kind of clean.
Baby, I don't even use a
use the face cloth.
I don't use a cloth. Mm-mm.
Well,
a
see,
washcloth.
I do for like under my arms.
You can't put the mittens down in the
Hirachi. So you know I use the foam, the honey pot foam. Mm-hmm. Honey pot foam. Uh-huh. You know you don't use your hands for that.
Right. Right.
And I use the scrub for scrub. Under my arm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I could do it under my arms, but yeah, I'm thinking about these sensitive.
Oh yeah, that's too hard for that. So I use
it's not gonna be icky.
No, but you know they have the
mitt with no fingers.
No, they have the full hand. I'm talking the full hand, like I'm about mm-hmm. to
glove up for surgery.
No, <it's>,
well,
no, the the cotton, not the cotton gloves. What you want to talk about?
I know what you're talking about.
Lord Jesus.
I just don't know the name
right now. I can't think of the name.
Okay, we'll come back to it.
Like the towels. What the towels?
Terry cloth?
Terry cloth. Mm. They have the terry cloth gloves.
Yes.
So, you know, because in my bathroom, I have everything so nice and organized. So I have hooks for my African Lord. Sponge. You know, I have my African sponge. Not girl, my bathroom's so pretty. I have a little African sponge hooks and whatever. So I don't. Yeah, only towels I have is my dry towel.
I can't wait to redo my bathroom. I think everybody should just kind of like your bathroom.
I have a robe
should be
now,
a sanctuary. So
your
bathroom should be a sanctuary.
I have my robes. I dry off my robe.
Yes.
Oh, you have a terry cloth robe mm-hmm. that you dry off with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just use a towel.
Yeah, well, sometimes that too.
I'm just plain.
Sometimes I just get on out and just
then,
walk.
I put my money.
Just air dry.
My money robe on because that's what I want to attract.
Money.
So I put that on after I dry off.
Yay. Long time ago, I was told that I needed to make my home my oasis. And
who told you that?
This girl named Yolanda.
Yolanda.
C-
because
she told me that.
Because when I start living in my rich, entitled white woman life, I'm just going to interior decorate. Because I'm going to have a rich husband and he's going to tell me, darling, whatever you do, let it be for hobby. Mm. You don't need any money. I take great care of you. I'm going to say yes, darling.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy a champagne thing in my bathroom, too. I saw
that. What the hell you going to do with a champagne thing
so
in your bathroom?
So I can sip and...
While you soak.
Sip and soak. I do my hair.
Oh,
you don't have a tub no more, do you?
Yeah, in the other bathroom I do.
Okay, oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought you had a whirlpool tub.
I wish I did. Child, don't give me no idea.
Okay. I have one. I had to go with a garden tub.
I wish. I don't. Mm-mm.
I want, so let me tell you, there is a gentleman who makes tubs, natural stone tubs out of river
rock. I bet you that is beautiful. Ooh. I bet you that is beautiful.
Baby, let me tell you something.
Oh,
you talking about the most beautiful, and you would think looking at it, you would be like, oh, that looks like it's uncomfortable. That stone be so smooth.
Yes, and I'm sure they, you know,
yes,
smooth
and
it
it's
out.
The cleanest, it's the easiest surface to clean because it's natural rock. It's, oh my God, it's so gorgeous. Mm. I encourage anybody who has the money, now they ain't cheap. You talking about a tub that's going to cost you in the thousands, in the thousands, but it's an investment. And you can make them so big that you can sit in them like a soaking tub. Where it almost is like a little mini pool in a sense, a mini whirlpool, where it where your whole body can be submerged. And you know how you sit in the tub and you just kind of like, I can't stretch out.
Yeah,
but you can.
See, I'm short. I don't have that problem.
Well, I do. I have long legs, so I'm almost kind of like if I'm in a tub, a regular people tub. That's why I'm not dealing with that. I need me a full body tub where my feet and my whole body can be submerged.
I fit perfect in my tub. I'm so short. I do. I don't think my foot can touch the back of the thing.
What the hell was we supposed to be talking about today?
I don't know.
You know what I want to talk about? Age.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah. What's
going
the,
down ain't nothing but a
What's thing? The youngest person you ever dated? What's the age?
Dated or?
Dated. Hunched. It don't matter. What was the biggest age difference?
Maybe. I don't know.
A youngest and oldest?
Oldest, 11 years older than me.
Oh, God. Oldest was 14. And then 14 years older than me.
14 years older than me? Okay.
And then youngest, I don't think I've ever went past.
Youngest may
like,
have been 9 years younger than me.
I don't even think I've been like 3 or 4 years. Maybe.
But not
maybe.
That's not a dating. That was a hunching.
Was, yeah. How was that experience with the young man? Great.
He was just
look at her face. Oh my God! What happened to your face just now?
He was just young.
He put the ham on you like
he
that.
He was just young.
You started twitching a little bit, like you was about to have a little seizure. What about the older man?
I was too young for him.
What you mean?
I was like 21 at the time, and he was 31. I just felt like I was too young for him. But I wasn't mentally.
But was it good? Was it night?
But he was too old. I thought he was too old for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure
I wasn't ready for him.
Right. So y'all only connected sexually. Y'all didn't connect. Like
I didn't really
hanging out.
We never hung out. We never hung out. And sexually, I wasn't into him like that. But he was
into you.
He was too much for me. Too
ooh.
Much.
Ooh. Ooh.
It was too much.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. So, but the younger one. He was just
knocked the boots off.
Yeah, he was just too young. He
Susan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like 3 or 4 years older than my son.
Oh my God. Ooh. You filthy.
Animal.
Maybe 5 years older than my son.
Yeah. Vaughn.
Yes. You
ought to be a goddamn shame of yourself.
I know.
Go to church. Go to the. Here she go.
And you know, God. He was from Lake City.
And out in the country too. You know, he was in that thing with some cowboy boots on.
Look here. Yes, Lord.
And on the back of the bed like this here. With the boots on.
He was the oldest stand up in it.
Well,
would you wanna tell us about your experience with your older gentleman?
Oh, he was wonderful. Top tier. Yeah.
And
all
he took
around.
And he took great care of you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Socially.
Uh-huh.
Physically.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
All the way. Taught me about life.
Really?
Taught me. Oh, yeah. Amen. For sure. He did.
Funny that you say that. Condolences. He just passed away last week.
Who's that? The older man? Mm-hmm. The 31-year-old?
Well, he was.
He was 31, yeah. But he's.
Yeah.
So he.
Yeah,
so
he's sorry. He's 59 now.
Oh, wow. That was young, though.
He passed
though.
Away early. That's young.
Yeah, his daughter hit me up through a messenger and asked me. She's like, did you still talk to my dad?
Oh. I'll
let you know he passed away.
I hope he wasn't around here. Messing with no little young girls.
No,
he ain't got married since.
I saw that he had a picture. He's like my wifey, like a week and a half prior to his death. So I don't know if it was true. And I never asked his daughter about it.
Let me tell y'all this funny story. So since we talking about older men, so back in my 20s, I had a older man who was like the same age as my dad. So that man was 24 years older than me.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
That was old.
I was sugaring back then, and he had money.
The sugar was stale.
No,
he
wasn't.
Had to knock it with a knife and get that thing.
He had money, and that thing still worked very well. That thing was stinging. He taught me some things, that old man. But let me tell you about this old man. And so one day.
He had no ED problem.
Not at all. Me and old man was hanging out one day. And he got a phone call. And the young lady said, you got to come down to the hotel. Something's wrong with Willie. The man's name was Willie. He said, what you mean something wrong with him? I mean, you know, we was in here. And we was, you know, doing a thing. And next thing you know, he was clutching the chest, clutching the sheets. I don't know what's going on. He said, call the ambulance, bitch. What you calling me for? I said, I'm scared. He married. Like, he's cheating. So she don't know what to do. But she knows him is as the best friend. So he said, call an ambulance. I'm on my way. We not far. So, of course, we get there. And I'm there in the car, and I'm like, I ain't going up there with you. So he goes, checks things out. He's looking out the window like,
hey, come.
I ain't coming. So ambulance rolls up, right? Because I don't want to be a witness to none of this. So ambulance comes up. They in there for a little while. Y'all, next thing you know, I seen them bring that man out that room with that white sheet over him.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah. Taking some damn, you know who. I don't want to mention the medication online. But yeah. And they tell you, you can't take that with heart conditions. And you done. And now, somebody got to explain to your wife, you was caught in the motel with the hoe. Taking enhancements.
Trying to keep up with her.
When you could have been home with that lady who your age and had y'all some 2-minute sex or just gave each other a hug, and you might have still been here, sir. But yeah, I just had to tell y'all that funny story while y'all was doing other stuff y'all ain't had no business doing again.
Ain't nobody was doing anything.
Yes, was.
Or listening. So what's your youngest?
14 years.
Oh,
14 years. Okay. I was 14 years older than him.
Older.
Yeah. So Earl, my old man, he was 24 years older than me. So my youngest, I won't mention his name, I'm 14 years older than.
So you was messing with a child.
He's not a child.
I said he was a child.
No, he's not a child. I was in my 40s and he was in his 30s. It's just a 14-year gap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 14 seems a little.
But most men are not mature. Most men are not mature in their 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think this particular individual has a very old soul and he's very mature and responsible. And yeah, it worked. So, I mean, don't limit yourself. I mean, I guess you could kind of feel out people. I mean, there's always going to be like, even with somebody your age, there's always going to be a disconnect somewhere where you like, where this old shit coming from? Or where this YN shit coming from that they're doing? Because, you know, in a sense, I don't even act my age, you know, from time to time. And I can be a little immature. Wouldn't y'all agree?
Of course.
What? That's some. If
of course.
We're not doing that. Wait a minute.
No, what is she asking? Do we think she's immature? No, do you
always connect with people your age certain stuff?
No.
Or are you, or sometimes you click with people younger, or do you click with people who are older?
It just depends.
Yeah.
Right. So we can't ever really put labels on ages because, you know.
That's what I was asking earlier when you said that you can't do old people, older guys anymore. You want to go, you got to get back in the gym and do young.
I think I've experienced enough older men.
Yeah, that's why I say, is it age or is it a mentality thing? Because
I think it's a mentality thing. And it unnerves me a lot when older men do older men shit. Like, they're real controlling.
I don't like controlling
and
people.
I don't know. It just seems to me, it seems to be older men tend to be a little more controlling and don't want to be as adventurous. And then they got old nigga shit going on, like erectile dysfunction and, you know, the quicks. We all know what the quicks is, right? I don't need to break that down. Mm-mm. And so that's all the physical stuff. And then they got the physical ailments, you know, their bones and shit be hurting. And
they always tired.
Ugh. Like, you ever been around an old man just nod off and go to sleep all the goddamn time? Like, nigga, you that tired? You that sleepy? Like, you can't stay awake? What's going on? So I just don't want to do that no more. I need somebody with some energy. I need somebody who, you know, they want to try new things. They want to be adventurous. A lot of old men don't like to travel.
Uh-uh. Sometimes.
I ain't got time for all that. I'm too young for that. I am.
I think you are. I think you, to be the age you are, you operate in your early 30s.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, when it's time for me to warm up, I got to warm up.
I mean, that's what I said. I think we all got a little old lady shit with us, but we are young at heart.
Yes.
We are young at heart. And I think in order for you to be with your perfect person, you might have to go a little bit young. As the older we get, I feel like we're having to kind of gravitate to maybe something a little younger or someone who has a younger spirit.
Okay, I can,
so it doesn't necessarily have to be young in age, but just a younger spirit. I don't want to be with the nigga who like, I thought we were going to sit around the house and
because we're not doing that.
Have a hot meal and sit on the porch. Yeah. Like,
no.
My sugar daddy.
No.
Invite, like, you want to come over and look at my my collard greens and my garden going and sit on the back patio. Hell no, God yeah. damn it. I don't want to do that.
There's a time and a place for all that, but right now I'm ready to get up and go.
I want
to
get
I got the fever.
And it don't have to be every
The sun
weekend.
Is out, yeah, and I'm ready to go.
And you ready to go.
Because when the sun is out, I get the fever.
Ready to go.
When it's raining, I want to stay in.
It's hoe hopping, Cece.
When the sun is out, I want
to
go.
We going out.
Remember when we used to, when they used to say hoe hopping?
Yep.
I still say
it. I'm ready to go. What we doing?
I just
don't even want to ask what we doing. I'm just saying, baby.
Just jump. Let me get my shoes.
Yeah. The car
and
warming up.
The
car
bag.
Idling up. Let's go.
Week in the bag. My shoes. Let's go.
Yeah,
just have my bag packed for me.
Side, we can buy some clothes when we get there.
That's what I'm talking about.
At the Ross,
and they gotta have some monies. Mm. Yeah, but that's where I'm at now. I don't wanna be doing old nigga shit no more. I thought Glonine was ready to retire.
No, but it's. I mean, it's
you were ready
to
retire
because
you were tired of these people.
I got in the mindset of I don't know. I think them old niggas made me a little lazy. Mm.
Ooh.
I think they made me lazy.
So you got your zhush back?
I got my zhush back.
This past back. Weekend?
I got my
Or last weekend?
I got my zhush. We ain't gonna say what weekend I got it back. But I got my Mojo Jojo back.
You found yourself.
I found myself.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I got it back.
Who? Sasha? Mia? Sasha.
Yeah. You Mia.
Sasha.
Yeah.
I forgot who it was.
You Mia.
Sasha. I don't know. We might have to give her a new name. This new girl who's coming, because, you know, ooh. I'm almost 50.
Okay.
And then I got my spark back.
I'm with it.
So
what's the new girl?
Zsa-Zsa.
Zsa-Zsa.
Okay. Zsa-Zsa's here.
Okay. Well, I have another personality coming out. It's okay.
And Zsa-Zsa
it's
is
okay.
really...
okay.
Zsa-Zsa about to be fucking some shit up.
Zsa-Zsa was the shit.
Zsa-Zsa is about to be
fucking. She was playing no games. Okay?
Yes. Zsa-Zsa gonna be twerking.
That food look good. Okay.
Well, call me Marilyn.
All right.
Who, Marilyn Monroe?
Just Marilyn.
Oh. Okay.
Baby. Marilyn.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna call be a lot Marilyn. Going on. That's why I said I don't wanna be judged. For the next 720 days post my birthday, because it's gonna be bad.
A Betty. Marilyn, a Betty.
Well, who the hell is Betty?
Whatever.
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis, Betty Boop.
Betty Rubble. Let's go.
Okay. You gonna put your thingy on this?
I will. We going out.
Where we going?
Go ahead.
We gonna sing our new song as we going into our birthday.
What's
so you remember
song?
Regina Hall had the song.
Oh,
I'm getting old.
A B is old
today, but she still got some good. Hey,
let's go. Where can they find this boy?
That's what I'm gonna be singing for my birthday.
Well, with that, you can find us on all podcast platforms. Never miss us on our website at thevary, necessarypodcast.com. Catch us on all social platforms at thevary, necessarypodcast. And so, take us out.
Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very,
very
necessary.
Bye.
Bye-bye.